And 26 minutes past midday. Earlier today, we told you about The Age being raided a couple of hours ago. Apparently, six police from the Victoria Police E-Crime Squad executed a search warrant following allegations of illegally accessing ALP databases. Now, that's not been made explicit. The police won't provide any further details. They're in the middle of executing the search warrants. They will have no doubt taken away computers. They will no doubt be looking at servers to try and see whether there's any connection between the stories that were written in The Age concerning the ALP keeping secret files on voters and The Age getting its hands on that information, and whether in getting its hands on that database, The Age itself had breached confidentiality, whether The Age itself had, in fact, breached criminal laws, telecommunication laws, other potentially sorts of laws. Now, the fact that a search warrant's been executed means that at least on a prima facie level, there's enough evidence to suggest that The Age has engaged in some sort of conduct like that, or at least it's worthy of investigation. The story from 23rd of November 2010, written in The Age by Royce Miller and Nick McKenzie, claimed that the ALP had secretly kept the personal records of thousands of Victorians. At the time, the then president of Liberty Victoria, Michael Pearce, a barrister, SC, said that The Age revelations highlighted the inadequacies of privacy laws. What does he think about this latest disclosure? Michael Pearce is on the line. Michael, good to talk to you.
Yeah, hi, Steve.
Michael, can you just talk us through? I mean, this is just happening at the moment. We don't know a lot, but on the face of it, could you talk us through the issues as they, at least prima facie, occur to you?
What appears to have happened, as far as we can tell, is that reporters from The Age did get access to this database that the ALP has, and they ran a story about that. It's now over a year ago, I think, they ran a story about that. I was quoted in the story, as you pointed out, expressing misgivings about the existence and use of these sorts of databases, which have been around for some time. All political parties have databases of this kind. Political parties are exempt from the privacy laws. So the irony here is that The Age, in trying to expose the breaches of privacy or potential breaches of privacy that are possibly being committed by political parties, may itself have fallen into the trap of committing offences under the or contraventions of the privacy law, because it didn't have the exemption that the political parties have. So it's a bit ironic, really.
It is entirely ironic that in publishing a story about breaching people's confidentiality rights, The Age itself. But then again, they must be fully aware that that information was sensitive. On the face of their story, they said, this is confidential information. This is information which even their own interviewees, they interviewed a number of people whose records had been maintained and dispersed by the ALP. Even in writing the story, they recognised it was confidential information, so they can hardly be heard to say we didn't know what we were doing.
No, and I guess really it's going to come down to exactly what use they made of the information and whether they did go into particular files without the authorisation. If they say had the authorisation of the people involved, if, say, they found the file on Steve Vizard and rang you up, Steve, and said, Steve, do you mind if we have a look in there? And you said that's fine, then they're probably in the clear. So it's going to really come down to exactly what use The Age made of the information.
Michael, it couldn't have come at a more interesting time. There's an inquiry into the Australian media. We've got Justice Finkelstein and a former federal court judge, as well as a former journalist and academic currently investigating that. But one of the main thrusts of that investigation is the extent to which the Australian media and its practices should be subject to more independent external scrutiny, or whether it should be, as is currently the case, subject to self-regulation in the case of print media. A lot of the representations that were made to that inquiry, particularly by Fairfax, who hold themselves in pretty high regard, said that unlike the UK, where we had the News of the World issue, there's no ethical or moral issues in Australia. There's no issues that we see need to be dealt with systemic use of improperly obtained information. In that respect, this is unfortunately very timely.
Yeah, well, it is. I mean, there are the whole complex of issues raised by the current Finkelstein inquiry into the media. The particular issue about privacy and misuse of personal information is a discrete issue that really doesn't necessarily arise in the Finkelstein inquiry, but it is an important one. And as you're probably aware, the current federal government is looking very closely at recommendations that were made by the Australian Law Reform Commission a couple of years ago now, have been picked up also by the Victorian Law Reform Commission, I think last year, that really the time has come where we really need some proper legal protection for privacy. We need to be able to sue for damages if our privacy has been seriously, deliberately and seriously invaded and we've suffered loss and damage as a result. Now, I think the time is well past for us to consider very seriously something like that.
I guess, Michael, one way or another, the raiding of the Age officers today, probably in connection with that story that was written concerning the ALP maintaining databases, is going to bring that issue to a head one way or another, I imagine.
Well, I think so. But it's not just that. I mean, almost every week somebody announces a new technology that has some new capacity to you know, spy into our lives in ways that we never imagined. You know, every time you get on the tram now and swipe your Mikey card, somebody in a bureaucracy somewhere knows what you're doing. Every time you drive down the freeway and your little beeper goes off in the car, somebody knows where you are and where you're going. These aren't necessarily bad things. These things all bring us, you know, enormous benefits, and nobody's suggesting that we don't embrace these technologies. But what we need to recognise is that they have enormous potential for invading our privacy in ways that people never imagined, you know, even 5 years ago. And the law just needs to catch up with that. The law needs to recognise that, look, you know, that scope in our lives that we, you know, shield from unwanted intrusion by other people is being narrowed all the time, and we do need to do something to protect it.
Michael, great to talk to you. Really appreciate you speaking to us today. That's Michael Pearce, SC, who at the time was president of Liberty Victoria when The Age published the story, which looks like it's given rise to the raiding of The Age today by the Victoria Police e-crime squad, because it appears that they have illegally accessed ALP databases. We'll bring you more of that story. Steve Isaac, Melbourne Talk Radio, MTR 1377.